Like, if we're going to prognosticate on the show, let's talk about stuff that matters. Like, who's winning the Super Bowl? Who's winning the Stanley Cup?
Second line center.
Yes. Not how much snow are we going to have.
But see, you're a farm guy.
Yeah.
And this is what people, you know, and I know you've talked about your, you know, your upbringing and your past. You actually pay attention to the weather and care about, like, you know, because but you actually have a stake in
this. Yeah, but I don't do it on a, like, nothing irks me more. And that's Dave Jameson, by the way. We're going to do a little interaction on our shows every day now. It's fun because Dave's a genius and we got to get more of his insight than just 2 hours a day.
Oh, yeah. I cannot be contained.
Nothing actually irks me more than weather updates every 10 minutes. Seriously. Like, it's the worst. Like, our society has gone so far overboard on weather updates. Like, hey, let's check out the weather. Or it's like you watch the weekend news in the morning and they do the traffic updates from the helicopter and they drive around town. Oh, here's two cars coming into Calgary Trail intersection. What are you showing us? Like, honestly, there's a...
They're getting you, conditioning like you for when Edmonton is busy on a Saturday and Sunday morning. Hey, they're just getting you ready for what's coming.
Yes,
with the new arena, my friend, it's all changing.
Hey, 62 floors.
I saw that.
Yeah, the Stantec building.
Oh. Awanek, who, by the way, Awanek, who loves this kind of stuff, lives for it, he said, you'll never guess. Edmonton now has the 96th ranked highest building in the country.
It'll be the highest one in Western Canada.
And this now vaults us into what, 12th place or something in Canada? This building is...
Oh, yeah, it's pretty tall.
Oh, it's a game changer.
Oh, for sure. I think there's going to be a lot of residential people living in there, too.
Oh, yeah. And here's the thought. Maybe a couple of Oilers close by. In other cities, it's not uncommon for a player to live.
Well, they might stay there for training camp, but I'm telling you, if I was a full-time Oiler, the last place I'd want to live is next door to the arena. It's like, it'd be like, seriously, if they built a condo building outside of our radio station, would you want to live there? No, it'd be the worst. You get up every morning, you're like, oh, yeah, there's my place of work.
Well, there's a better than good chance we'd see guys like Lieutenant Eric, right? And I think we get enough here and there.
No, he's moving up now, isn't he? Didn't he sell all his furniture?
Yes, his possessions, yes, and the freezer with the things in it still.
Now, I found something out about you that surprised me.
Oh, God.
Earlier.
Okay.
You've never been to a boxing match live.
And I'm embarrassed to say that because, and this will sound strange, growing up in Vancouver, I mean, obviously there's a boxing community out there and there have been some great boxers go through there. I never had a chance to see a bout live, right? And yet, when I see boxing on television, I loved Olympic boxing. It was one of those, you know, I always made a time to see it. I love boxing, and I have incredible respect for those who do it because it, as you know, you said, it's a science, and the incredible will required to do that. And I know there are people who think it's barbaric, and they look at Muhammad Ali and the injuries that he suffered, and look at him now, and all that sort of thing. But I don't know. There's something for me. It sounds funny to say noble about boxing, and I'm talking the traditional boxing.
Yeah, it's combatants, and it is tough.
It is unbelievably difficult. And really, what I'd like to do is go and witness and sit close ringside and see it for myself because I love watching it.
Well, I'd recommend you go September 12th.
Okay,
Mirjanovic is in a title defense
tremendous
for her WBC featherweight belt
right
against Hernandez, who is good. This might be her toughest opponent in 4 years.
She has had a good career and boxing, you know, and I don't know how often, you know, she's fighting. I mean, obviously there's an incredible
amount
of training.
This will be her 42nd fight.
You know what?
The only reason I know that is because I ran into her today at River Valley Health, and she told me that she's cut for 42 fights. I was like, well, I can do the math, so that means you fought 42 times.
That's a...
Bingo.
That's a good career.
It is.
Not an easy way to make a living.
Long career. Long career. And
no, I'd be
in boxing, people think if you lose once or twice, it's suddenly you're not any good. I'm like, obviously you don't understand it. Name a team other than the greatest franchise ever, the Miami Dolphins, who went through a season without a loss. No one else. There's a reason why it's tough. So you can't expect a boxing's career to go undefeated. Or MMA or anything else. But it's funny you say it because MMA, I was not a big fan of. Because
initially,
My initial reaction to MMA was the early days of UFC. And it was barbaric. There was no rules. It was 240-pounders against 160. Well, I didn't like it. And I'll credit Mark Pavlich because, you know, he heard me. He says, you know what, why don't you come and sit ringside and see if you get a different vantage point? And so that's when I went to a mixed martial arts. And the rules, of course, have changed now.
Everything.
There's weight classes, and there's lots of rules that are way better. And I was like, okay, you know what? Man, this is way more athletic than I thought. Yeah. Not nearly as barbaric as I thought. And you got to be tough. Like, you still, I always say this in a polite way, I think you have to have a little bit of a screw loose to go into a cage or into a boxing ring. And I say that with the utmost respect, no different than a guy in a hockey fight. If you're willing to throw down, there's always a chance you could get KO'd.
I was with the Eskimos when Adam Braidwood was there, and of course you're familiar with his
I saw him win and I saw him lose.
Yes, and I remember him coming back after the I'm trying to think, because he boxed both, you know, traditional boxing, yeah, and then he did the
he was
MMA.
Fighting soup cans in boxing, and yeah, then MMA,
and it was a humbling, ooh, humbling experience. And yes, you've seen that with athletes who think, you know, because they're, you know, yeah, elite athletes in their sport, they will try something else. Yeah. Don't try this at home, my friend.
You might think you're tough because you fought a few guys at the bar.
Not a...
You get into the ring with someone who knows how to box and knows how to punch, and suddenly you're out of your league very quickly.
Tell you a funny story quickly. Jamie McLennan, now with TSN, former NHL goaltender, many, many years ago when he was just starting out, I think he'd just been drafted by the New York Islanders, he came and helped at an Eskimo training camp before my time. Dwayne Mandrusiak, the equipment manager, tells this great story. McLennan, you know, the players, they don't know who this guy is. Who's that guy? You know what? He's a hockey goaltender. He just got drafted in the NHL. And of course, you know, these guys don't play hockey. They're thinking, how tough can it be? So Dwayne said, really? You think you can, you know,
be a goalie,
shoot a ball and get it past him? And so they set up a net out behind Commonwealth in the parking lot or whatever it is. And here you go, guys. Here's some sticks. Okay, McLennan, get in there. And they were below, like, they, you know, watch on TV. They have some knowledge of hockey. And they're like, oh, oh, not that easy. Mm-hmm. No,
yeah,
not that easy.
It's amazing. Like, elite level athletes. And nowadays, unfortunately, because we're getting a little too specialized at early ages, where kids aren't great athletes anymore. They're great at one sport.
Yes.
Early in a career. And I think that actually ruins too many of them. And, you know, that's a story for another day. But thankfully, there's more and more reports coming out that this is not good for kids to be playing 11, 10 months a year, one sport only.
Thank you.
Does not help.
We are going to have Crush on our show, because their Crush is a wonderful man, as you know. You can get him. He can go from 0 to 60.
He gets wound up pretty quick.
Oh, get him on that issue of
he's on tilt.
Yeah, exactly. And how strongly he is opposed to this notion, and he blames the parents. Right at the root of it all, he goes, it's the parents who are screwing up the kids. And we're going to discuss that, if not this week, then next week with Crush.
One quick one before I let you go. So September 12th, Jameson.
I'm in.
I'm going to talk to Mel at KO Boxing, and they'll get you a seat for your first
ever. God, I'd love to be
ever.
A cut, man. You know what I'd like
to be? You want to be Mickey or what?
I would, with that thing you put on the lumps, you know, of ice. But to be in the corner when a fighter wins, and then to be the guy holding up the flag of the country, you know, you see him like the guy being interviewed by Dick Schaap after a fight. And there's two guys in ball caps, and they're holding up the flag. I want to be one of those guys. That would just be
you. I thought you'd want to be the cut man who was I can't remember the fighter, when his mom jumped in the ring because the guy was beating up her son, and she jumps in,
yes,
and she's got her purse and her shoe. Was it Riddick Bowe who was the other guy fighting in that fight? It might have been. Like, those are glorious. Like, boxing's
the
history,
boxing game is beautiful.
There's beautiful some stuff. Dangerous parts about it, of course, but there is some outstanding behind the scenes. Like, probably my most vivid boxing memory as a young guy growing up was Willie DeWitt.
Oh.
Who had, you know, Willie DeWitt
now
was
a lawyer.
Great.
Now a lawyer.
And he goes into Saskatchewan.
Huh. Yes.
You know what fight I'm talking about?
No, but I've got a few DeWitt
Smoking
stories.
Smoking Burt Cooper.
Yes.
Oof.
Yes.
And it was over quickly. And I remember, because he was the great white hope, right? And it was just like, and boxing's not something, I didn't know anybody in boxing. He's just like, man, this guy's pretty good. He's going up and he's a great Canadian. And oh, he just got pounded. And you're thinking, man, this Smoking Burt Cooper is really tough. But this guy, when you then go to the next level, he was average.
Smoking Burt got shown up.
It just shows you the difference when you start to crank it up. And I think in hockey sometimes it gets lost, because guys play hockey.
Mm-hmm.
So that, well, how good can they really be? Until you actually are on, because on TV, doesn't do it justice. You get on the ice or you have the opportunity to sit on the bench at a practice. And if every fan got, I think everybody's expectations would be like, wow, like these guys are way better than I thought.
Look, I had my eyes open and I've been down at ice level and I've been around, you know, professional sports for a long time. When we had that charity hockey game for the start of minor hockey week and we played against Oiler alumni and David Peltier, I thought David Peltier was driving a car. He was skating so fast. And I'm on the, like, I just had no concept you could go that fast on skates. And he didn't even play in the NHL, albeit he did skate at the Olympics and kind of well, we're told. But I was blown away at how fast. So imagine, you know, what a Taylor Hall's doing. And yet,
yeah,
people sit there and go, come on, Hall, really? A toe drag? Okay.
Try it, though. It's good when you can pull off a toe drag.
Oh, a good toe drag, yes.
Like, when you can wheel around. I don't care if you're in Division 7 and you can toe drag the other guy. Sick move.
And not get your head taken off, yes.
Sick move. So, Jayma, we will see you September 12th. I'm going to get you I'm gonna get you to that because you've never been to a boxing
live. And I'll dress up.
Oh, like a bow tie?
Cufflinks, I think.
Cufflinks,
at least cufflinks for that.
Nice.
Yes.
All right, Jayma, we'll talk to you.
Thanks, my friend.
Again.